Homeless people are now logging on to Twitter and Facebook accounts to tell their stories and find support. Twitter and Facebook are now being utilised as tools of hope and help for people facing financial strain. It also provides aid for day-to-day practicalities, such as finding places to sleep, sources of food and access to services, opening up channels of awareness for homeless people. CEO of Homelessness Australia, Nicole Lauder, says the typical stereotype of a homeless person is often an older man sleeping on a park bench. Now the introduction of social media is helping to eliminate such images. Jolene Somawi investigates the role of social media in providing support for people without a permanent home.
One study has shown that about 62% of homeless teenagers have a mobile phone or a smartphone. You know, the internet and social media are extensively used by people experiencing homelessness, especially those under the age of 30. So they're using it to find services, find where food is, and certainly to keep in contact and create their own social networks.
Homeless in Melbourne is just one of the few Twitter accounts that are helping to provide support and a voice for financially troubled people. The account created by university student Jamie Young shares the story of those without a voice, including the success story of 29-year-old Joe Brown and his partner Ben Stevens, who are facing difficult times.
A couple, Joe and Ben, who moved to Melbourne from Castlemaine, and they were the guest tweeter on the Homeless in Melbourne Twitter account. The person who created the Homeless in Melbourne account looked for guest tweeters, and Ben and Joe undertook that role. So they tweeted about their life, they tweeted about how difficult it was to find somewhere to stay, and then when they did get a bit of a start, they had to raise a significant amount of money as a bond. So they used Twitter then also to source donations to raise their bond, and it now appears that they are successfully and quite happily into a house in Melbourne, which is a fantastic story.
The growth of these sites prove that social media is educating the community, offering practical and emotional support in breaking down stereotypes. Bridget Waddell, who has previously experienced homelessness, explains the physical and emotional restrictions faced in such circumstances.
There's actually a few branches to this, you know, with this journey of that I've been on. One thing that I've done is when my daughter was growing up, I had people come and stay at my place, and some of them had drug and alcohol issues, and I've helped them find accommodation. And then my daughter found herself homeless at the age of 17, and that was really gut-wrenching for her. And then after that, I found myself homeless after a relationship breakdown a number of times, and I am now currently living in a rooming house. It's very, very difficult because if you're paying rent and living on, say, $2 or $3 a day, money's really tight when you're trying to find work as well, and you find yourself queuing up at various charities for food parcels, food vouchers. You really only live on one meal a day. Sometimes other people find themselves living out.
Ms. Waddell says that social media has provided support and helped people realise that homelessness can affect anyone.
People are starting to broaden their mind and starting to realise that, you know, in the light of all these environmental catastrophes, people are starting to realise, well, you know, you could be homeless from that. You could be homeless because you can't pay your mortgage. You get kicked out, you can't pay your rent. So many different reasons why you could be homeless, and it's not just a case of a dear old man on a park bench.
Ms. Lauder says the success of Twitter and Facebook is a positive step in helping to understand that homeless people are no different from others within the community.
Everyone who's homeless is someone's mother or father or son or daughter, and they want to do the same things as you and I do. So their goals and their interests are the same as yours and mine.
Nicole Lauder, CEO of Homelessness Australia, finishing that report by Jolene Somawi.